Hey guys, it's Art the Mike, and welcome to the 13th episode of Global Groove, the show where politics get spicy beyond the West. I'm here to talk about the big moves, the small wins, and everything in between, from the streets of Sao Paulo to the corridors of Beijing. That's right, forget the usual political snooze fest. I'm diving into the stories you won't find in your typical Western headlines. If you're new here, hey, how are you? Welcome. I hope you're ready for the political roller coaster ride I'm about to take you on. For my day ones, welcome back. You know what to do. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. You've most likely heard about the big national strike happening on December 2nd in French schools, including this one. It's been everywhere, in the news, in school announcements, in the group chats, and you're maybe wondering, okay, but what's actually going on? And what does this have to do with us? Well, sit back, relax, grab your cookie from the cafe or your overpriced coffee from Santa Gloria, because today I'm breaking it all down. Let's start with the why. The strike isn't random. It's not just teachers wanting a day off or trains deciding to ruin everyone's commute for fun. It's all tied to the 2026 national budget plan. And honestly, it's a bit of a mess. Think of the budget like a huge pie, and this year, the government decided to cut slices really, really thin for public services. Here's the quick version, aka the I have a life, please summarize version. Salaries are basically frozen while prices go up. Public service jobs, including in education, are being cut. People will pay more for things like healthcare, and the government is trying to save money by squeezing services everyone depends on. This is what we call austerity, when the state tries to fix its budget by cutting deeply into public services. Now, let's zoom in. Because if you think this only affects France, baby, no. Because this isn't just about teachers in France. This isn't just about classrooms in Toulouse or Rennes. When France cuts its education budget, it squeezes an entire global system, the EFE. And if you're thinking, the what? Don't worry, let me break it down. The EFE, or Agence pour l'enseignement français à l'étranger, is the international network that manages French schools all over the world. Over 560 schools in more than 140 countries, all following the same French curriculum, all staying connected to the French education system. And yes, our school, the Lycée Français de Barcelone, is part of that network. The EFE sends teachers abroad, trains staff, supports schools financially, and keeps everything aligned with France's national standards. So when the French government tightens the budget, the EFE feels it instantly. Fewer teaching positions get approved, fewer trained teachers can be sent abroad, schools become more dependent on local contracts, which are often less stable. Some EFE teachers will lose their positions. Jobs are on the line, posts are being cut, and certain subjects may lose specialized teachers. And when positions disappear, that loss trickles down into everything a school can or can't provide, and the financial pressure trickles down on schools, on teachers, and eventually on families. It's a domino effect. A decision made in Paris affects EFE headquarters, which then affect embassies, that affect school administrations, and finally, affects students. Let's bring it home to the Lycée Français de Barcelone. When the EFE budget shrinks, we don't just feel it abstractly. We feel it every single day. Classes get more crowded, teachers juggle more responsibilities, specialists are harder to bring in, activities get cut, substitutes aren't always available, projects that once seemed normal become luxuries, and with fewer EFE positions being funded, schools like ours face the very real possibility of losing teachers who are essential to our learning environment. And that affects us, students. It changes the way we learn, the support we get, the time teachers can dedicate to us, the subject offers, the quality of life. And there's another group we absolutely need to talk about. Students on a scholarship. Families who receive financial aid to help cover school fees. The EFE support these scholarships. So when the EFE budget shrinks, it's not only teachers who are affected, it's families. Cuts can mean fewer scholarships available, smaller amounts being offered, and stricter eligibility rules. That puts real pressure on parents who rely on this to keep their children in the French education system. For some families, these changes can mean having to consider leaving the school. For students, that creates uncertainty, stress, and the fear of losing the community they've grown up in. the impact isn't just academic, it's personal. So now, you can see why there's a strike. It's not just a headline or a day off. It's a way for teachers and staff to protect the schools, the students, and the support systems we all rely on. It's about keeping the education we care about running smoothly, even when the budget gets tight. And that's today's episode. A strike in France, a financial crisis in a global network, and a reminder that decisions made in government buildings don't stay there. They ripple outwards until they land right at our desks. Make sure to follow us for more updates. You can find us on Instagram at LFB Web Radio and hit up our website, www.radiolfb.net. And tell me what you think. Have teachers talked about it? Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay curious, stay bold, and keep that global groove going. And to kick off your weekend, here's J'ai rien prévu pour demain by Trio.
Le marché noir, ça laisse très peu de temps à ceux qui crèvent sur le trottoir.
Plus d'espoir pour y croire, juste quelques cauchemars.
Même plus droit à un rêve, juste à une vie illusoire. J'ai rien prévu pour demain,
mais c'est déjà bien d'y penser. Et je pense que demain matin, j'aurai du mal à me lever.
Voulons-nous avoir du temps pour savoir qui on est, pour s'occuper de nos enfants, connaître nos voisins de palier, pour que les fêtes du week-end puissent s'étendre à toute la semaine, pour que les connards du FN s'alimentent plus sur nos problèmes. Pourrions-nous avoir du temps pour discuter avec l'ennemi, pour la vie une des caissières qui bosse au monoprix, pour faire du sport, pour boire un verre, s'occuper de la qualité de l'air, pour aller voir tout là-haut comment va notre univers.
Que tu l'aimes pour plus tard.